This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered her first State of the State address last night, setting some lofty goals in areas such as education, environment, and infrastructure. She also called for a new sense of bipartisanship in getting these goals accomplished. 52nd District Representative Donna Lisinski is a Democrat from Scioto Township and was in attendance last night, and thank you for the time this morning.
Absolutely. Good morning.
From your perspective, was there a difference in the tone or spirit of this address from the ones that you experienced from former Republican Governor Rick Snyder?
So I was served during 2 years of Governor Snyder's State of the State addresses, and what I heard last night very clearly from Governor Whitmer was a very clear-eyed assessment of where we were in terms of clean water, infrastructure, and education. And really can, you know, put out there some serious facts about how far behind we are in education, how the degree of decay and crumbling of our infrastructure, and the urgent need to focus on clean water.
In all of these instances, on all of those subjects, it's going to require a great deal of investment to accomplish the improvements that she wants to see and that many throughout the state of Michigan want to see. Do you think that money exists with current state revenue, or will it require new taxes to raise additional revenue in order to pay for these measures?
Well, we will see that with the governor's presentation of her budget proposal coming up in the next several weeks. But I think when we look across our budget and look where we prioritized, the governor did highlight that $1.3 billion was spent on the last day of lame duck. And as we look through a number of those projects, there's some big question marks there about why that money was urgently needed in those areas. I think when we think about the fact that our budget reflects our priorities as a state, I believe the residents of my district and the constituents across the state of Michigan have sent a clear message that education, roads, and clean water cannot be compromised. They are must-dos.
As we look at some of the other topics that were discussed last night as well, one that has been talked about a lot in our community, Republican leadership in the House and Senate say this is a non-starter, and that's changing the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act to include protections for the LGBTQ community. Is that something Democrats would be willing to trade away to perhaps get agreement on infrastructure or education funding increases and the other priorities you've outlined?
You know, changing Elliott Larson requires no funding compromises. There is no funding that is required to ensure that every resident in the state of Michigan is treated equally and has opportunity to love who they want, marry who they want, and be employed where their skills are best utilized to boost our economy. So I do not see that as a negotiating point. They're two different things. And while I know my Republican colleagues chose not to stand during that policy priority, what I know very clearly is across this state, the residents of the state of Michigan want to respect people who they love and make sure that everyone is gainfully employed.
As you think back on the speech and look forward to the presentation of the first budget and on through the rest of the first term of Governor Gretchen Whitmer, do you look to the future with a great deal of optimism?
I do. What I heard last night was that there was a clear understanding that while you can raise education funding by a nickel, when a dollar is what's needed, you may be able to carry the banner that you've raised education funding, but you haven't actually made a difference for children in the classroom. And what I heard last night was on all three of those fronts, education, infrastructure, and clean water, that our governor was committed to making a real difference.
Thank you so much for the time this morning. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That is Donna Lisinski. I'm David Fair, and this is WEMU.